Please welcome Ty Barnett.
I'm from Chicago, but I pay child support in Seattle.
Jackie Fabulous.
I am mixed with Negro and nigger. That's it. There's nothing. There ain't no white, ain't no Indian. I am all black.
My full name is actually Tyrone. See, somebody grabbed their purse. The name in Ireland actually means inspired and prone to creativity. In America, it means we're not hiring. So.
I said, well, that depends. Are you casting Shirley for What's Happening?
400 years ago, this would have been an auction.
I had the small boobs, little tight booty. I was the hottest girl in fifth grade.
Your mom's a bitch.
Yeah, sometimes she get like that.
You know that's a great theme song, right?
Yeah, it is nice.
That's awesome. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, what's up? What's up, everybody? Okay, we're here for another episode of Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous. I need for you to contain your enthusiasm.
Hey, you know, because I told you I'm working on making my energy be up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I try. Well, you know, this year is going by fast than a motherfucker.
It was just New Year's.
I know.
In August. It's my birthday. This is how I know when it's passing. I'm like, birthday again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, soon I'll be 50.
Fabulous should be 24. I was going to say.
I'll be 50 in a decade.
In a decade.
But it's going to go by quick.
Yeah, before you know it, yep. You're doing them AARP commercials.
Think I won't?
Well, honey. You know my back is acting though.
I got a bedazzler. I can't wait to use that bitch.
Hilarious. What's up, everybody? Listen, we got a lot of stuff to cover. And to be honest with you, this show is going to be everywhere. To be honest with you, I have no idea where we're going to go with this.
None of our shows are organized.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Yes.
Officially, weekly, yes. If not daily. If we can do this every half an hour.
You're going to want it. I'm telling you, people. You're going to want us to be in your face and in your ear holes.
Yeah.
Not ear holes. It's too late to edit. Anyway, let's jump right into it. Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger. I think Chris Rock has a copyright on that. I'm pretty sure. I think he's the only person I remember saying that.
He doesn't seem to play much. And I like on Sunday afternoons in my apartment, I like to have the windows open and the ceiling fan and making some toast and golf on in the back. I like watching when he plays because everyone is extra excited.
Tiger plays?
Yeah, the crowds are unruly for golf tournaments because they're yelling and the announcers will be like, shh, god damn it, shush, when he hits the club and it's time for him to swing.
Well, it's the closest that black folks get to endurance, but there is no other, I don't know. First, let me tell you something. I was sitting there thinking, is there any darker black player
than Vijay Singh?
Well, I'm talking about black. He's Indian, right? That's Indian.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, sure. I'm talking about a black person.
Oh, sorry.
You know, because Tiger didn't even want to admit being black for a while until...
No. And we all can see his daddy. We're like, well, God rest his soul. We see your father.
You know he likes him. But people are hating on him. Here's the thing. Here's my theory, because we talked about this yesterday, and they said, well, Tiger is done. I don't think Tiger is done. I think people want Tiger to be done.
He's also aging like humans do.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, his swing is different. He's 40.
That's right. Fucking Phil Nicholson is 95. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when Phil Nicholson is not golfing, he's the emperor in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's how old this dude is. You understand what I'm saying? But this one, I think people just don't want this dude to win. They want everybody. It could be a child prodigy. This kid could have just came out the womb. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, he's already looking better than Tiger. He can't even hold a bottle. And they don't want him to have shit.
They're tired of him. An example of hating, but hating with love. We did a show at the Ice House the other night, and Ocean Glapion was the host, and Tone Bell did a set.
Yeah, it was a good show.
And yeah, what? And Ocean asked Tone for his credits. So Ocean goes, okay, so you're on the MTV show, Jerks with Cameras, right? And Tone said, no, I'm back on NBC. I have a new show coming out called Bad Judge. And Ocean went like this, and walked away with hands in the air, like, god damn it. Just angry in a fun way. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, can we keep one credit for at least a year?
It's, hey, this, his name, you know.
So he acted out loud the way I was probably thinking, like, all right, Tone, can you stop showing off by working?
And that's the thing about this business, though. And we talked about this the other day, that You in a business and in a city where it's always going to be somebody doing some shit that you feel like you should be doing. That's every day. There's no day that goes by where you feel like you're on the only people that don't feel like they are not at the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
That they're not looking up. Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington,
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Yeah. Jack Nicholson. And Jack Nicholson just don't give a fuck. He just doesn't care. He's like, I made enough money. I'm good. I still got my courtside Lakers seats for life and shit. Everybody else in this business is trying to get somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to. I think everybody has a little bit of hater in them. The difference is if it's the hater that makes you say, fuck that clown, fuck these guys, and don't want to continue, or if you're the one that's just like,
it's inspiring.
That it is. All right, I just got to keep working. Yeah, just got to keep working for it.
That website, deadline.com, I get the email alerts or whatever, and I've seen Tone's name in that deadline.com alert so many times, announcing his next project. I've been at home like this. Oh, come on! Oh,
yeah. All right, well.
But then again, I'm like, well, that just means that I got work to do. That's all.
That's it. That's all it means. It's a hustle. Everybody. That's what I told you. Remember, I told you, everybody out here is hustling.
Yeah.
Except those five people we named before.
Yeah, and Madonna also on that list. Because when Madonna decides to go on tour, she becomes the top grossing tour for the year. Beyonce always on tour, it seems. Even she's like, Madonna's number one tour, but I'm going to go on tour and try and beat Madonna.
Yes.
But Beyonce should know that's probably never going to happen.
Madonna does like the road, like comedians do the road for like a week.
Yeah, and makes $400 million.
Yes. Beyonce's like, look, okay, I got to do this gig, then I'm going to do Chattanooga, and then I think I got a gig in East St. Louis.
Exactly.
To try and get this money
up. Beyonce looks at Madonna like, this bitch.
Yeah, so everybody's trying to climb somewhere. Yeah. You know, so it's, the number one thing I think you need to have in Los Angeles is a thick skin. Mm-hmm. And alcohol. And maybe some weed. Those are the three things. Stop there, maybe. And a therapist.
For you, I love Jesus.
Yes. Boy, Jesus first. Thick skin. Alcohol. Weed, alcohol. It's iffy between the two, depending on where the two go. It's hard. It's not the easiest thing, but... You know, like I said, people hate, and that's what I said. I think that's what the main thing is with Tiger Woods. They want him to be done. They don't want this dude to get anything else.
They're like, oh, you've been number one, number two, or top five for a minute. Can you stop?
That's it. You know, here's the thing. The only person that has been considered number one and no one even messes with it, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's the only one that's been considered the greatest 2 decades since he's played, at least.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, he's still the greatest. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods is like, no. No. Somebody's going to be better. Somebody is going to be better than that nigga. I mean, him. Than that Cabanation. Cabanation? Cabalation. Whatever the fuck word he made up. Fucking crazy. Come on, man.
Tone down on the language here. Your kids listening.
I'm just... Are they?
No, probably not.
No, probably not. My grandparents probably are. Well, I know they're not listening.
Yeah.
So, I wish him the best. Because, like I said, I don't watch golf. And I still wish to do the best because, like I said,
you should. You would look cute in the outfits. Every now and then, I see friends of mine that I think are attractive. You should play golf. Why? Because those shorts on you, girl, you would work that skirt.
That is hilarious.
I saw Lulu Gonzalez, comedian, funny girl. She had a video on Facebook. She's trying golf, learning it. Mm. And she had on like leggings and a tight top. Her body's banging. She looked cute. But I want to see her in like a plaid, like light pink skirt outfit with pom pom socks.
That's very convenient for her to be showing her body off while she's
playing
golf.
And she also got goals, and bitch, know what she wants.
I know, hey, ain't nothing.
Do what you need to do, girl.
Maybe if Tiger wore more form fitting outfits, then people would be like, nah, he let him play it for a little
bit. I remember when he got buff. He did for a little bit. All of a sudden, I'm like, where'd that chest come from?
Him and Dre was hanging out. Yeah. Him and Dre. Dre put him on that P90X,
his
yo.
Got swole. I was like, Tiger got a different outlook on life now.
Tiger was looking at people like, say something about me now. I knocked the shit out you, dude.
You know what it
Straight
was?
Up.
His Olympian girlfriend, probably.
Yeah.
Because she probably in the gym benching. And he's like, oh, I can't let my girl Tiger's be stronger than me.
With my ex, I was like, man, I could take my shirt off and didn't even care. Now I got to have abs with this
bitch.
I'd
be wrestling with my girl and she's fucking good.
She's won.
She's won a couple times.
So I gotta get my ass in the gym.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, I hope, like I said, he keeps playing. Like, here's the thing. It's golf. People keep acting like it's basketball, football, soccer, any sport where you really have to move around. And I'm sorry, no disrespect to golf players. Stop it.
Have you done is it 18 holes?
No.
In this hot ass heat,
disrespect.
Walking up and down. Golf is not easy.
No disrespect to any golfers out there play.
We're going to go play golf.
But it is not the same as playing basketball or football. The only thing that even comes close to it in my mind is baseball, because you swing the bat.
If you practice every day, you will see how you'll be fatigued.
I'm not saying you don't get tired from swinging, but yeah. I'm saying, like, if you're playing basketball, you're running up and down the court.
Yes.
That's it. You got to keep going.
Yes.
Football, you may get a break, offense, defense, depending on who's in the game. But come on. Golf, I mean, dudes wear white clothes, like white pants and pastels. How hard is it really?
And they look pretty.
Come on, man. Miss me with that bullshit. I'm not saying it's not a sport. I'm just saying it doesn't require the same amount of exertion in physical activity as fucking jumping over dudes just trying to crush your face.
Okay.
So that's football, by the way. Or soccer. Even soccer is even hard. I can say soccer is harder than basketball. Do you ever see these dudes?
You ever played soccer? When that ball gets away from you, you gotta go get that bitch. Soccer is not easy.
And that's what I said. I got way a ton of respect for them.
Yeah.
More than golf, I can tell you that shit. Mm-hmm. For sure. We will be right back, you guys. We just got started. We got more to come. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett. And we're back. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Speaking of back.
There's been something. You know how you're in your house and you have your TV on in the background?
Yeah.
And you don't pay attention until you hear something. You're like, no. Like somebody dies. Like Luther Vandross found dead. Wait, what? Then you stop getting dressed, stop cooking, you go watch a show.
I'm laughing because I already know where this is going, people.
And you're on your computer scrolling through your Yahoo page, go to your email, and you see a story. You're like, no. And you keep going back. I've been in denial for 2 weeks now because I'm like, I keep hearing this word, and I refuse to read and or listen to a story.
Oh, it's freaking me out.
Is that a girl with a new album named Ebola? It better not.
That's a new rapper?
It better not be the disease, god damn it.
Listen, Ebola's killing it, but it's not really a rapper named this. No. For people who don't know, Ebola is trying to make a comeback,
I know,
yo.
Vintage is back, but disease? Vintage diseases?
Ebola's like, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you, without a strong roster.
No. And I've heard some cat or somebody had the plague. I mean, but the plague and Ebola, so biblical.
No,
I don't even know where it went, Ebola, or where it came from.
And here's where people started freaking. Well, I only, and you know what's that was really weird about it? You know, I learned a lot of my knowledge from television and movies. Sorry, but the only time I'd ever even heard of Ebola was the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and Morgan Freeman. So when I saw, when I first saw the first headline, I was like, oh, they must be making a part two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's coming out.
Part two. No, somebody got Ebola on Sunset. What?
Exactly. But that's the thing. Like, when you first heard the story, it said, dude with Ebola, and it was in another country. It was in the country he was in. Africa, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. So the fact that neither one was like, oh, we didn't know, that tells you how much we didn't care about the fact that Ebola was in that country. Then when we saw the headline that this dude was coming here.
Still not here. First of all, I'm mad it's in any country. I'm like, what? Where? What? Is it here? No. Okay, I'm still going to be in denial.
Yes. Then when he landed in America, everybody was like checking their flight patterns to make sure he was on the flight with this motherfucker. They wanted to make sure. Because this cough has been around for like 2 weeks. That's crazy, right?
No,
because when you watch, now I think probably the reason people they're not freaking out about it as much now is because they got more stuff to take care of it. It's not the same thing as when it first came out, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, it's still scary. You're like, Ebola? Like, you almost like when someone says, hey, what do you got? You got Ebola. No, seriously. What do you got for real? You got Ebola.
Is that the flesh eating virus? What's the flesh-eating virus? Is that
No, that's not it. Ebola is the one where you bleed from your eyes and all your internal organs shut down.
Flesh-eating is another one. It's a different one.
Yeah,
That comes back in September.
That one's dropping a mixtape. That one, the flesh-eating virus, is dropping a mixtape with 2 Chainz, and then eventually it'll be back in the stores. It makes you, first of all, I'm not a germaphobe. I'm not that dude. But it does make you think, first of all, people don't cover their mouths on planes. They don't. I understand this. How the fuck do you?
And nowadays, the new thing, don't use your hands. We all know. In your
elbows,
sleeves,
baby.
Elbows.
Fist go, pound.
Boop. Your shirt over your mouth, whatever you got. We all know. No more hand covering.
No. We don't even want to touch each other.
No.
We don't even want to touch each other.
All the hands I shake on a daily basis? Hell no.
You know what I used to do, and I had to stop because I had a really bad habit of doing it, is I would shake my hand. I would shake a hand.
And wipe it on your shirt right in front of their face.
I should just start doing it. Fuck you. Oh, you look like you Ebola-ish. You look Ebola-ish. No, I would shake a hand and then wipe, like, touch my eyes or something. And I didn't realize your eyes. And you don't
everything.
Do
that. Eyes, nostrils, don't touch your.
Yeah, not at all. Hand sanitizer, baby. Mm-hmm. Hand sanitizer. And then, wait, so, Nate, what was the other one you said? The plague?
Yeah.
Isn't that caused from, like, rats?
I don't know. Yeah, animals, rats.
Shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I love to kiss dogs in the face. I do. I
do.
I love to kiss dogs. I do.
Oh, I didn't know that about you, black man. Unusual. Where the hell are you from?
Hey.
Black men don't do that?
Well, only. I can't kiss every dog in the face. If I go back to the crib, if I go back to Chicago, I can kiss every
the dog.
Dog,
you kind of have custody over a long story.
Dogs think that you are trying to, you know, come at them in Chicago. Here, they know it's a kiss. Here, like, seriously. I think, honestly, like, pets in California and places where they're really pet friendly, dogs are trained like that. They know.
Yeah, they're domesticated. Like, oh, yeah. They're like, it's just kiss.
Chicago, they're like, hey, why is this nigga up in my face?
Yeah.
Oh, you want some?
Because in certain cities and states, black people do not get that close to their animals.
And dogs don't play like that.
No.
My grandparents have every dog that they've had has stayed in the backyard and has never socialized any other dog.
That is the West Indian culture. My parents still to this day, like, why would you bring a dog inside the house?
They don't. Wait, you don't let the dog, even in the winter?
No, my parents, we don't have a dog.
That's probably why.
But growing up in Jamaica, the dogs live outside because the weather is beautiful.
Okay, it's warm. That makes sense.
But even here, my parents had a dog when I was real young, a Doberman Pinscher. Kept it in the back all the time. And when it wasn't in the back, it was in the basement, and it ate a hole through the wall because it was alone all the time. They didn't socialize with it.
Yes.
And people from certain cultures don't treat animals that way.
They think a dog is just there.
We eat.
Or protection.
We eat. The dog is the one animal we may not eat.
I was just about to say, this podcast is over.
No.
I thought you were just about to say, you never eat a dog.
I've eaten dog, now. Not that I know of.
What's the weirdest thing you... What is this
rabbit?
Teriyaki place up the street?
Rabbit, cow tongue. I've had every animal.
How's cow tongue? I've never had cow tongue.
It's just a little bit chewy. I haven't had it for years, but if it has a heartbeat and it's an animal on all fours, I've eaten it.
Okay.
Because some cultures raise animals to eat them.
Yeah, but not dogs.
Not dogs.
Dogs should be. First of all, people don't think animals have feelings. So to all y'all people out there that think that, fuck you.
But if something go down in captivity and all we have around is a dog, it's going down. If it's me, you, and a dog, before I eat
how
you,
long have I known
I'm
the dog?
Killing a dog.
How long have I known the dog?
No matter.
Because if it's me, you, and the dog that I've been around for a while, I really got to think about it. I'm not saying that it's a clear-cut decision. Uh-huh. I'm just saying.
All right, just know that when you go get some fish.
We'll put numbers in a hat.
When you go shopping at like Survivor to get us some fruit for dinner, when you come back, it's going to be a nice
ribs.
Little plate,
plate of ribs.
For you. And you're not going to ask where they came from.
Like, where'd you get the barbecue sauce from? Don't worry about
it. Don't worry about it.
It's like, is this hair?
Just say grace.
Be thankful. Be thankful.
Speaking of something that is, you said yesterday and it was hilarious. You're like, you can't understand it, you don't believe it, but the way you said it made me laugh. What doesn't make sense also is something that people are doing to themselves voluntarily.
Oh, listen, let me tell you something. And here's the thing. Because, and I don't know if anybody out there, I don't know how you guys played as kids. When we was kids, this is before technology or anything. I know it's going to sound old. Sticks, rocks, you made up games. You had even imaginary friends. You did all of that shit. What the hell is going on with these? The burn challenge? I already let the cinnamon challenge go. The cinnamon challenge, which my daughter actually tried the cinnamon challenge, and I had to check her on that. I was like, what? What's wrong with you? What is wrong? And
that makes you want to try it. You think, I love cinnamon. How can I not win at this?
Some of y'all don't know what that is. Basically, people were taking spoonfuls of cinnamon. Tablespoons of cinnamon and seeing if they could swallow it.
First of all, everybody learned, I can't.
Yeah. And it's not like one, two, three, four. These are thousands of people that have been doing this. And they say, oh, I think I could totally try it.
I put cinnamon in my coffee every morning. Why can't I take
this? Yeah, with big spoonfuls, that should be better, right?
Yes.
No, these kids now are trying. The
another thing that I saw, and I'm in denial because I wouldn't click on the video. I'm like, are they? You know how you scroll and the video is kind of active, right, but you don't hear the sound and you don't watch it.
Right,
I'm
right.
I'm not watching it.
Because you think when it says the burn challenge, you think it can't be
no
that.
Way.
It can't really mean burn
who would
challenge.
Do that?
So you got to think, and this is how dumb people are now.
I have a curling iron burn on my finger right now.
Right,
I almost wanted to quit like life.
Because it hurts.
Yes.
It fucking hurts, and you're just like, no, fire hurts, uh-huh, people. Fire. And remember how when they used to say, hey, well, your parents would be like, hey, if your friend jumped off a building, would you? Now motherfuckers are jumping off buildings, yeah, because other people are doing it. Who in there? I don't understand. Are you that bored? Are you that bored? Do you not have enough going on in your life, especially with technology? You can be. Let me tell you something. It's 1,000 things you could be doing.
Well, don't you get bored?
More than lighting yourself
some
on fire. I ain't never that. First of all, I ain't never bored.
Some of us have 3 iPads. We got 2 cell phones, cable. After a while, you're like, I'm bored.
Let me explain something to you. I've been on a train. I've been on long plane rides. I've been just chilling at the crib with nothing on TV, and I've watched all the porn I could possibly watch. I have never, ever, ever sat down and said, man, I should set myself on fire. Let me just see what's going on. See what that is. Maybe. Because you learn not to touch the stove if it's hot.
Yes.
Don't touch it.
I won't get a pressure curl because I don't like the hot comb philosophy. That's why I get a perm.
So let me ask you this. Why do you think? Because I actually did call my daughter. I called her and said, hey, I've heard about this burn challenge.
Why are these dumb bitches doing this, baby?
And you know what's funny? I'm going to tell you what my daughter says. She said, before you even finished the whole sentence, she was like, daddy, I would not do that to myself. First of all, I care about my hair too much.
And no one else will try it and be like, oh, it's going too fast.
Yeah, see. Nah.
It went up. It's supposed to go down.
Yeah, so I don't understand. So let me ask, why do you think, what would you think is a reason why people feel like this? And not only are they doing this, they're filming this and putting it on. Do you think it has something to do more with the...
Have kids died? I hope so. I'm sorry, that meme?
If I
ever find out about somebody's kid dying because they tried the fire challenge, I blame the parents.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm not coming to the funeral. Because your kid's a dummy. And they need to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't. I have to side with you on that. I do. I'm sorry. Because it's not, it doesn't make sense to me.
Imagine if I ever get a phone call.
See, this is the type of shit right here. Honestly, this is the type of shit where if there is higher life and higher beings on and they're looking at us to see about invading us, they're like, oh, no, fuck. They're good. They're going to fuck themselves up. We're good. We don't need to invade Earth.
Yeah.
There's no reason to mess with that planet. They'll be gone in a little bit anyway. They're setting themselves on fire. It's fine. Yeah. And we let Ebola back in.
Exactly.
So we're good. I don't get it. I don't know. At first, I used to think, man, am I just old? And I'm just not getting this because I'm old? Or am I like, no, this is just stupid shit.
I think maybe God put Ebola back. He's like, you motherfuckers are setting yourself on fire?
Y'all must be way too
bored.
You don't
give a shit. Here's Ebola.
Yeah. I'll give you guys something to do.
Okay.
There you go.
Obviously, you're bored.
Here's a project
for you.
A
disease
for you
that has no cure. You thought age was a problem. Watch.
So you want to set yourself on fire. Now you're really going to want to set yourself on fire because the Ebola's going to be in.
Because at least AIDS comes with fun sometimes. What? That was out loud.
Alrighty.
No more AIDS talk. Sorry.
Goodness gracious.
It's never fun. I'm just saying what may lead to it. You may have had a smile. This can't work no matter where I go, can it?
I think part of Jackie wanted to grow up and be at Studio 54 when all the wild shit was going down.
Oh my God, I had never said this before. I saw a special on HBO with supermodels. And they were from the 70s and 80s or 60s, whatever. They were old. Or over 50. And they were like, back in the Studio 54 days, they had a wonderful time. None of them said, I wish I hadn't done so much drugs. I wish I had had less sex, more responsible. They were all on HBO. They were talking
and
real.
How many of them are alive today?
Many of them. And a lot of them are like, I had a bomb-ass time. It was amazing.
Wow.
One model who's in her 80s now, she was like, that was the best time of my life. So I know for a fact God said, Jackie, you were born now. Because if you were born then, you'd be dead now.
I can see that. I definitely, I'm going to tell you something. I feel like that about drinking and drugs. Those two things. I'm like, you know what? If I would have got into those things as a kid, if I would have done anything like that as a kid, I would not be doing what I'm doing now.
No.
There's no way in the world. But because now as an adult, I've seen experiences and I've heard about a lot of shit and been around a lot of shit. I'm like, oh, it's a good thing I wasn't around.
Yeah.
When cats was just straight snorting it and just shooting up, they ain't care. Nah, I don't need to be around.
In studio, they would have sex on the dance floor while the party's going on. How many times did you
and leave with somebody else?
Yes.
They'd go there and fuck somebody and leave with somebody else.
How often have you met someone back in your promiscuous days and been like, you know what shortens the time for all this? What? Going to find privacy. If we could just do it right now and just get it over with?
Like, yeah, it's dark enough. Just find a
corner. Come on. The music, ain't nobody watching. You wearing a dress. Come on.
It's a slow song.
Yes, exactly. It's a slow song. So nothing will look unusual.
Yeah, we just bumping ground. So, okay, I knew this topic connected to something else. Jackie is not a parent. I'm a parent. I got two kids.
I'm kind of a parent of human nature. And I have a child that I do care about a lot. He's not mine, but I do love him.
That's true. Okay. So imagine this. Mm-hmm. With this whole thing, the burn challenge we talked about, because you said you blame the parent. Mm-hmm. Here's the newest thing that I've been hearing about, and it seemed like every other day I'm hearing
it. I'm blaming the kid, too. I'll call the kid a straight fool in his face.
Oh, but again, the kid is stupid. Yes,
yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, it could be 9 or 19. You're an idiot.
No doubt. Super stupid. But this other thing that's going on with these parents leaving their kids in cars. If one dude went to worked the whole day. No, because I know we don't want to talk about the actual part of the kid dying.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the fact that these people are allowed to be parents. Do you understand? First of all,
but they're not all necessarily bad parents.
No, but wait a minute. Would you agree that being a parent is probably the most important job?
Yes. You're raising a human being.
Another life, a human being. Nothing you're bringing this person to the world and you're raising it to be. Nothing else matters. Right? How the fuck are these people allowed to just have babies? I don't get this. Because again, you got these Christians, so-called Christians. You got all of these white right-wing people that are saying, "Oh, I cannot believe gay people are trying to adopt kids. That's going to tear up the moral fabric." And people see two dudes raising a kid of two.
They make it sound like the candidates are walking into the adoption agency in booty shorts with
glow sticks
with glitter on their face.
Yeah, straight from a
and no shirt.
Straight.
With a bow tie. I heard you got babies up here.
Can I get a pink one? Or they don't come
I'm
in pink.
I'm pretty sure they have to put on a suit too.
Yes.
And have a background.
They do
worthy.
Background checks.
Yes.
They do all it. First, as a matter of fact, they do more background checks for those people.
Yeah.
Than these people that are allowed to just fucking forget that your kid is in the car. Mm-hmm. How? And one dude. First of all, one dude was smoking weed. Another dude was texting his side chick while the kid was in the car. So to me, I'm like, why are you against all of these people that want to actually take care of a kid and can capable of taking the kid? Well, these knuckle-dragging assholes are the people that are just allowed to pop out kids. Let me tell you something, man.
But I've been left in the car plenty of times as a kid.
But you were 5.
I don't know how old I was, but I know that there are plenty of times where I've been alone.
Wait.
In it's public.
That's two differences, though. What? Two differences. Sorry. One, you were older. You weren't an infant.
If I was, I don't remember.
Yeah, but you made it. So obviously, circumstances weren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you could roll down the windows manually.
I don't like it now. My ex-boyfriend would drive to these questionable neighborhoods now, like 3 months ago, to go pick up or do whatever business he was doing. And we'd be somewhere off of the jungle in L.A., and he'd be like, babe, I'll be right back. Nigga, where are you going? He'd leave me in the car at night to go pick up or get a camera or cash or whatever. And
for the people that don't know what the jungle is, watch Training Day and the last scene where Ethan Hawke and Denzel are fighting in that neighborhood. That's the jungle.
He wouldn't have it in the actual, I don't think, but it would still be L.A. questionable parts. You shouldn't be in at 2 a.m. And he'd be like, why are you crying? I'm like, I'm coming with you. So imagine... You just shouldn't leave people in the car.
No, you shouldn't. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to tell you certain things that I've forgotten in my life. Let me think. And I don't have the greatest memory. I'm telling you straight up. I don't have the greatest memory.
It is bad.
But you didn't have to co-sign on that.
I'm going through my head of all the time. Remember that time? Nope. Sorry,
girl. You gotta do that.
Remember that joke? You're going to have to.
Let me think. Let me see. What? Let me think. Have I forgotten certain things? I have never forgotten anything that big. Never.
I would imagine. Okay.
Never. And if plus, you say so. If you drive with the kid in the car, mm-hmm. you're driving. You don't keep looking in the back to see if the kid doesn't talk at all the whole time.
I look in the back when it's an adult. Just to stay engaged.
You're too quiet back there. What the hell's going on?
That's exactly.
You're too quiet back there. What's going on? So that's the part I don't get. And you remember to go smoke weed. You remember to go watch Game of Thrones. Yeah. One dude didn't remember that he had the kid in the car until a baby was crying in Game of Thrones as he was watching it. I'm like, what? The TV reminded you that you have an actual kid in the car?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You don't have... Here's my thing. And I just want to say, don't have kids if you are not prepared to take care of kids. That's a simple thing. I get it. Let me we'll turn the music on a bit. Listen. I get it. Pussy feels awesome.
I don't see how that was a segue.
No, listen. it's an important segue.
Okay.
It feels awesome. Yes, it does.
I wouldn't know.
But, fellas, ladies, like you said, there's a human life. Once you decide to bring that life in, a lot of the stuff got to go out the window.
Yeah.
A lot of other stuff has to go out the window. Once that kid is here, you are responsible for raising that kid. Everything that you thought was cool and that you could do before, you can't do it that much anymore. You can't. Let me tell you something. There have been times where I say, you know what? I'm just going to run off and just have a straight bender. And I can't because I got kids. I can't do that. I don't get it. I don't understand. You, like, what's the kid's name that you're around all the time? And I can't
Joshua Whitley. Kim Whitley's son.
Now, Jackie, as a non-parent, even her as a non-parent, people, knows the certain things that she can't do. She can't just go crazy and wild out when she's around Joshua. She can't.
No.
And she's not a parent like that.
Whenever you're around or in charge of, you become a parent.
Yes.
Every child is your responsibility when you are left in their hands. They're left in your hands.
Yeah, you guys are fucking assholes.
Let me give you something funny. Let me give you guys a potty training tip. I was in Kim's bedroom with her and three other girlfriends talking, cackling, gossiping. And Joshua came in and he was like, hey, I got a potty. And we didn't hear him. He went, pottied, peed, flushed, washed his hands, came back. Apparently he was like, you bitches are just in here, ain't paying me no attention. So we were like, Kim was like, did he go pee by himself for the first time?
He went and peed, made himself some dinner.
Shower, change his clothes.
Filled out some job applications. Like, what's up? I got to get out of here because y'all obviously ain't taking care of me. I got to get this. How do you spell Joshua?
It was the funniest thing. We heard the flush. We're like, wait a minute. Did he go pee? Yeah, he probably like, fuck these girls.
He texts you from the toilet. You know, I text you guys to let you know I'm pottying.
So part of how you can potty train kids.
Hashtag negligence.
Ignore them. And they're going to go pee at some point.
Yes. And they'd be like, you know, well, the good thing is he knows to go to that place. He could have just said, you know what? I'm going to do it right here.
Right here, no. He probably want to show off because he loves women. So he probably like, I'm going to show him. I'm a man now. Three.
That's right. I ain't got no hair on my chest. But look, I know where to go pee.
And then he came back like, hey, guys, I did it. Showing off, excited. Part of it.
But did he didn't bring the potty thing.
No.
You know.
He just showed us how he pulled up his pants all wrong, but it was still up. It didn't matter if it was on right.
You ever see that commercial? It's a commercial where the kid, he comes up to the mom. He's like, mommy, I did it. I went potty. And he's just standing there in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, where?
He points to the tub. I always laugh. But it's still cute. It's kitty poop.
It's like, oh, he pooped in the tub.
That's when you're like, I do need bleach.
Yeah, exactly.
That commercial makes total sense.
And by the way, just so people out there who think about having kids and knowing responsibility, if you do that as a kid, it's adorable. If you do that as an adult, you got problems. If you take a shit in the tub as an adult, you need to check yourself into something.
But if your toilet doesn't work, I'm going to do what I got to do.
In the tub? You're going to take a shit in the tub.
If I had to and the toilet didn't work, what would I do?
Well, how are you going to clean the tub? What are we going to do with the poop?
I don't know. I didn't think this through. Too many questions.
I'm gonna have to take a little bit of her adult card back, just a little.
We've all peed in questionable places. Have I pooped in questionable places?
Yeah. But come on, poop is. Yeah, come on.
What do you do with? I never had to poop out of control. What? Poop.
One time, I'm not gonna lie. One time, I was going through an airport, and it was close.
Yeah,
it was close, man.
I know somebody who had a questionable. No, she did. She held it, and she said on stage or. Has she? Candace Thompson. We both know her.
Mm-hmm.
She, in her beginning of her juicing phase, she was on the freeway and had to pull over into some like shady area, club or something. But she did go do it. But she said that the thing, the veggies went through her body at a pace she's never experienced and she couldn't understand. And she, I've never had an emergency pool situation.
This is the Los Angeles with the traffic. This is the last place I'm going to experiment with any kind of juicing.
She was kind of like, I don't even know. I couldn't explain to you. It went through my body like nothing.
No, not at all.
And nobody's pooping in their own car. I don't care how bad you got
to
go.
I came really close one time at an airport to pooping in the urinal thing.
Oh, that's okay.
But no, I'm talking about it's with other bathroom. People just watching.
No! Like, you were turning around and just
I was like, hey, sorry, everybody. I'm sorry, everybody. Hey.
That has been awesome.
But we're all getting on planes. We don't even have to see each other. So let's just forget that this happened.
I have learned the power of the bidet. Like, I can dig
love
one.
Love bidets.
No, I had experience with one. Though.
You know what I like? You, baby wipes.
Are you catching what I'm saying? The bidet and I dated for like 5-10 minutes.
Oh, now I get it. Okay,
yeah, sorry. Your eyes open. Oh, okay.
Now I get it. Okay.
I didn't know it did all that. Because I was in Japan using their fancy bathrooms, and you press all the buttons. I press them all. I'm like, I'm with all this stuff. My ass was being washed from the underground, underneath.
She thought that there was like little elves down there, like, all right, hold on.
And then one of those streams hit the right button. Oh, it's gonna be an awesome flight.
Yeah, they dated for a while. They texted back and forth, and the bidet actually called in and was like, "Hey, Jackie, what you been up to? I ain't heard from you in a minute.
When you coming back?
What's going on? What's
up?" So note to self: the bidet can be bedazzling.
She sent the bidet sent you a Facebook request.
I bought one. I went on the Sky Mall magazine. I ordered a bidet. You can buy anything. And I got them Skywall magazine. Things you don't need.
Man, sometimes you want to buy them just like, really?
Really?
You guys have a miniature car that actually,
Puppy stairs? Shit, I can't get that for myself.
Love it.
That is high.
OJ commemorative cups? yes. Of course I want OJ commemorative cups. All right, you guys, we'll be right back. We got a couple more topics to talk about. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie. Outspoken Tokens. This is Jackie Fabulous.
And Ty Barnett.
We're what back. It do, guys? Two extraterrestrials of R&B and hip-hop allegedly are having, because it seems like it, they're acting like it, and they're not. Jay-Z and Beyonce allegedly, since the elevator incident, seems to have gone downhill, just gossip-wise.
Right.
You ain't got no proof. Tabloid losing their mind. They're making CNN news now.
Yeah, but you know, come
but
on.
But when tabloids go this crazy for this long, it usually means somebody saw something. Because somebody in the camp, you know, is selling stories.
Yes.
Because I would be.
This is not just this. At this point, it's not speculation.
No. Somebody in the camp's like, look, TMZ's paying what? Shit. I got news.
I got pictures for you.
All I got to do is quit.
By the way, you know how much money that dude made from that? It was an employee of that hotel.
How much did he make? I don't know.
He made about $100,000.
Oh.
$100,000 for
that
video.
I had done
it too. $100,000 and quit or got fired, but he didn't care.
It don't matter.
Check clear.
So allegedly, their marriage is in trouble. They're on the run tour.
Yes.
And a funny joke. Shout out to G Thang. He said the tickets for that concert was about $1,000. And he said if he had gone, he'd have been on the run from the landlord. He's like, I wish I would. As a rich bastard, why would I go to that?
Wait, how much? Wait, there really?
Yeah, they were expensive. They had a lot of comp tickets free. But if you wanted a good, you know, they had some. They were also $1,000+.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now.
What?
I don't care who it is. Mm-hmm. The only person that I would even consider to pay $1,000 for to see is Jesus.
The 12 disciples.
That's it. And it better be all of them. It better be all of them. Not, it can't be like half,
no,
maybe two
no
or three. Listen, no. Tito better be there.
Yeah.
Tito better be there. So.
So their marriage is in trouble, allegedly, and people are acting like it's the second, it's another crucifixion.
$1,000. That's
and you still own ticket price.
Yeah.
But if their marriage does end, people, they pee like we do. You guys don't seem to remember. They've been together for over 12, 13 years. They had a good run. If they do end it, they're like, why? They're probably wondering why we're all like, why y'all tripping?
Yeah,
we got a baby. We going to be cool.
We did it. We paid. We're good. We got y'all $1,000.
We're going to be friends. Exactly.
$100,000.
We're going to be friends for life because we have to. We're probably paying royalties to each other forever.
That's right.
For our work. So why y'all losing y'all mind?
Well,
we're good.
I think what it is when people live vicariously through these celebrities and stuff like that, people wish their lives on these people,
marriages
which is
end.
Not
you and I know.
But then the thing about it, it's probably more people concerned about their marriage than people that they actually know.
Oh yeah,
marriage. I heard your mom and dad are breaking up. I don't give a fuck about that.
But Jay-Z and Beyonce,
they gotta stay together.
How we gonna get through this?
Yeah, I don't understand it. And here's the thing. What people don't understand, and we talked about this earlier, because here's the common sentiment that's been coming from females. Sorry. Is
you know that hate when he does that. I'm not every bitch.
No, I'm saying it's coming from all females are saying the same thing. Why in the world would he cheat on Beyonce?
Oh,
you must be stupid to cheat on Beyonce.
No.
Ladies, let me clue you in on something.
Sure, her vagina looks like mine.
What's that? This is regular vagina? Well, yeah,
it's a rich one. Yeah, but it's, I'm sure it feels
platinum laced, of course. You know, she, yeah, anyway. But ladies, and again, and I know this goes for dudes too, but ladies, just because you look good doesn't mean that that's going to be the thing that keeps your guy around. I'm telling you as a dude, I'm telling you as a guy, your looks are not the thing that's going to keep your dude around. It's the thing that's going to keep him from wanting to keep him seeing you and being proud that you're his lady.
And
yes.
Being happy draws men to you.
Yes.
Case in point, maybe 4 years ago, Tony Rock had a party at some hotel in L.A. And Tony Rock loves the bitches. We know. He loves chicks, women. Mm-hmm. He's very hetero. I went to the party with other comics. Bunch of beautiful. I mean, beautiful, beautiful. L.A. got done up. I'm going to get me a ball player or a rapper or a comic who works, whatever.
Right, right.
A
comic who works.
With tight dresses and short and high heels. But these women did not look happy. They looked, they were in pain. And they had the look on their face like, I need someone to help me pay my bill. They had this look of goals.
Yeah.
I walked in, not dressed up as much as they were, like, hey, guys. When I tell you that I got more play than most of these bitches because I was like, I just came to have a good time.
That's it. That's all.
And fine guys. So I'm like, that girl right there, she's bottomless. You don't want her number instead?
Because they don't feel, because they feel like when you walk
they probably
in.
Still did, but they probably called me first. I'm not dumb. Yeah, I'm not delusional.
Exactly. It's like, hey, I'm just saying, don't get it. No, I think women, and again, let me, I don't want to general. Let me take that part back. But some people feel like looks are the thing. Remember with Halle Berry and Eric Benet and the other people that she's been with?
Yeah.
And I think she's with somebody now. No,
she's married now.
She's married now?
Yep. Okay. Married to a Frenchman.
Right.
And
see?
And had a boy with her son with him.
But now people, when Eric Benet cheated on her, everybody was like, that's Halle Berry. That's Halle Berry. I was like, look, man.
Because a woman is pretty, don't mean she's
still,
you can live with her.
That's it. Because again, there's another chick out there that probably do something different than Halle Berry. That doesn't mean it's right. I didn't say it was right. Stop it. Stop it. I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying that's human nature.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I dated some beautiful men who I wanted to fall asleep in the middle of a date or while they were in me. And how can you? Look at him. Yeah, girl, but can you? I can't hang out with this dude.
Yeah, see, so it's not about looks. Sometimes it's just about the personality of the person. And especially for guys, if you have any kind of stature, any kind of money, anything like, you don't want a chick that comes across feeling like just because she looks good, she should be afforded all of these extra things. No.
Exactly.
You should not be. You're not. This is first of all, you look good. First, we live in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of good looking people.
Pretty people everywhere.
All the time. Even pretty homeless people. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't think it's just that. You have to have something to go with it. So when people are like, Jay-Z and Beyonce, I can't believe they're splitting up. It's Beyonce. Everybody want Beyonce. Yeah, so what? They want Beyonce. They want another chick. They want Vida Guerrero, whoever.
In the world is that?
You don't know who that is?
No.
That's a Maxim chick. She... I saw her at my agency one day. She was trying to get with my agency, and I recognized the face a little bit. Fine, just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But point being is, yeah, she's fine. But guess what? Up the street is somebody that's just as fine as her, or better, or whatever. So that's not it. Guys want something else more than that. Just like women want more than just a dude that looks good. You want somebody that you can talk to, right?
Yes.
I'm guessing, right?
And who works. Like, you belong to a gym where you tell me they have basketball games.
Yep.
And you play games with, you name names of guys who I know work. I've seen the proof.
Yeah.
I would rather hang out in that court to get one of these dudes who are 40 and up, who I know are paid and got a good job, than hang out in the weight room with the broke Trey Songz niggas.
Woo, 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 woo.
Who can barely afford the membership fees.
Exactly.
Better less take me out after the gym is over.
Can you give me a smoothie, baby?
Exactly.
You can't afford a smoothie, nigga.
So I'm like, can you look good and have something going for you? Like a career?
But then somebody say that it was probably like a self-esteem issue with Beyonce.
It could be. Like, I don't think it is, though. Something about her, I get the impression she's...
You don't think she does?
Cool. I think she's cool. Yeah. Because I've seen her... She takes a lot of pictures with herself not done up drag queen style.
Right.
It takes a lot to be like, okay, I can do it like this where I'm 18 packs of hair, 47 layers of eyelashes, or I can do this with my hair not done, no makeup.
I think she actually looks better without makeup.
I think she is. She's pretty without
makeup.
I think she looks better without makeup.
If you had
an average girl, you would see and be like, hey, at a picnic or a barbecue, let me get your number.
Yep.
You want to date her.
I go get her a plate.
Yes.
I will go get her a plate.
See?
I will go get her a plate. You want something? What you want? You want some Sprite?
Yeah.
You want some Kool-Aid?
Exactly. Show Beyonce, it's kind of like, she got a lot going on. I can't even see her face, you know?
Beyonce would be that. If you saw Beyonce with no makeup, that's how you know she looks good. If you saw Beyonce at a barbecue in the neighborhood, and you just, you're like, man, ain't that what's your name, kid? No, she grew up. Look at her.
In a sundress, simple. You'd want to date that girl, yeah. You know?
She ain't skeezer. She ain't skeezer.
1987.
Oh, that's the other thing we should, we're going to talk about the slang. We're going to talk about slang here in a second. We'll be right back. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
We're back.
How was that? Mental break.
What's going on for Shizzle, Dizzle, Nizzle, Dizzle, Blizzle?
What it do,
Bo? Okay.
I had to hang up on a girlfriend yesterday because she did this wrong.
What, Shizzle, Nizzle, Dizzle?
No. Remember she was like, you know how you're rapping to a guy?
Oh, yeah.
And I had to stop her like, what? She's like, no, you know how you're at a party and you're rapping to a dude? And I'm like, I don't know what language you're speaking right now.
It's like rapping? Like, were you in a booth? Were you in the sound?
Was it the holidays? Were you in Nordstrom making a present for somebody?
You spitting lyrics? Spitting bars?
And she didn't know why I was so flabbergasted.
Well, she's
that's not even a color. That is colorless. Nobody says, you know how you rapping to a chick? All right. Nobody says that.
Well,
does anybody say that anymore?
It was around for a minute. I'm trying to think if it was 70s
or 80s.
She
loves black guys, so that's no excuse.
Wow. I'm trying to think if it was that 70s rapping or that?
It was 80s when rapping was what you called rapping.
80s, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
So it was rapping, then it changed. I was hollering. Holland,
we all say that now.
Holland spitting. I was spitting at this chick.
Yeah.
Talking.
That's a high school. You talk to this girl, which always meant sex. It never meant
talking. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about just talking to her.
No,
you're
talking.
Like, we talking?
I'm talking to Debbie. Really? Yeah. We all know what it meant. You didn't say nothing else.
When I say talking, I mean fucking.
Yes. Sorry. Now they say what they want to say. I'm fucking this chick.
Yeah, that's it. Smashing.
Yeah.
Smashing.
Back in the day, like, it was all alluding to. You didn't say the words.
And that's what I think. That's the hard part. If I had to pick a hard part about being black, is that, like, keeping up with slang. Because I don't think, I don't think white folks have to keep up with slang.
No. Or they're
like
trying, to adapt to ours. They work with us. We're all now trying to use the same exact slang.
Yes.
Because I hear them talking. I'm like, you sound blacker than me.
I didn't know what turned up means.
You look like an old man. The way you looked at me, like,
Turned up? I don't know. Is it getting turned up in
here?
Well,
now it's turned, and it's also, you can still say turned up. Turned
so
up,
when you say turned up, is it turned?
Turn up. Okay. Without the
And that just means it's getting hyped.
Whatever you're doing. The party get hype, the date got hype, your set on stage got hype.
Okay.
And you got drunk. It just means take it to another level. That's all it means.
Yeah, see, I was using fresh party like 2 weeks
ago. And now they say turn down for what? Not really sure what that is. What's his name? John? Lil John made a whole song, made a hit. Turn down for what?
And does that mean why do we need to stop the
party? Yeah, it's like, what? We're going good. Turn down for what? See, I'm getting turned up talking about turned up.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it. I got neighbors.
I know. But they're also saying that we should stop saying it because now it's played. People still say it.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do.
It was a quick one.
We need to come out with some kind of book.
It was a fling.
To let people know what the new term is. Because that could be the difference between, like, if you go into a neighborhood, certain neighborhoods, and you say, yo, what's up? It's Fresh. You're like, oh, this narc. You a narc. What's going on with you, man? Fresh? Really?
Are you 5-0, nigga? 5-0.
It's popping. Okay. That's it. That's the dude.
That means the police.
Yes. So now I think we need to find we need to figure out a shelf life for certain words. That way we know. Because I don't want to walk into a place thinking that I'm saying the hottest new language And I don't know what it is. I mean, my kid said something. What did my kid say? I can't even think of the word. What was the word?
There was another girl from New York on Kim. I work on Kim Whitley's show, Raising Whitley. And every now and then she wants to know slang. And she had her niece there who was 20 trying to ask her what's a good thing to say. And her niece was saying the same crap that I say. So if you're out and about, you'll hear it. She wanted to know a New York term for changing your mind quickly. And that's called flip the script. That's another slang that.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, flip, that was back in New Jack City.
Yeah, but we still use that now.
And Wesley was using that. Flip the script. I ain't like you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. Remember
I ain't
when
like
stabbed
it.
His hand?
I ain't like it from giddy up.
Yeah,
like the jump.
I knew she was tripping from the jump. tripping is another thing. So, if you guys know out there, what is the newest slang? Hit us up. You can hit me up on Twitter.
He's serious.
I'm dead serious. I want to know because I don't want. Cause
a minute is a good one. Like, I've been with him for a minute.
In a minute, yo.
Years? No, since Tuesday.
You
so
know what I never
anything.
Used and I never liked it? Hella. I never liked hella. That
hella
too.
To me is country. And in California, a lot of country people are out here.
No, what was the one you told me yesterday about when it's cold?
It was brick.
Brick. That I never
East
heard
Coast,
of.
You know, and we still use it. Nigga, it's mad brick. Yo, put on that Sherling. Because Sherlings have come back in style, too. The big coach from the 80s and the rap movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
With the fake fur.
Yeah.
It's like you probably knew it was part dog.
No,
something.
The fur was real. Now,
some of them coaches.
In L.A., you can't do it. But in New York, the fur is real. I had a bomber. I had a Sherling.
I
still got Tim's.
You still got Tim's?
Tim's for life, baby. Tim's are warm and they're cool. When I see a guy with Tim's versus out, I consider smashing.
She does. She does, people, for real. For real. I'm not even going to lie.
When you see things from your hometown, you get turned on a little bit.
Yeah, she's like, we can just go in this porta potty right here. Right here. Turned down for what?
He got on Tim's, yo. And he say what?
Yeah, no, let me think. I had a pair of, I used to have a pair of Carl Canine boots for a long time. I think they're still around somewhere. I don't know where.
If I ever see you in them.
I saw him at the gym.
I'm not going to talk to you.
Oh, but you're going to wear Tim's.
Yeah, Tim's is still it.
Come on. Good boy.
Ask anybody. Tim's is still the joint. You go on the East Coast and when it's cold outside, everybody got
on
Tim's.
Yeah, on the East Coast. See, let me clue you guys in on something about Jackie Fabulous.
I'm bi-coastal.
Jackie is a chameleon. She, because if you see her out somewhere in Los Angeles, you would think she's straight Beverly Hills, straight up like bring a Perrier water. Can you carry her to wherever she needs
Pellegrino.
To get to?
Pellegrino, excuse me, I don't like Perrier.
Okay, there we go, see? But then when she crosses the state line over into New York, she will go into the bathroom, come out, she will tattoo teardrops on her face before she even steps on the street.
BX baby all day, every day.
You will actually see, you can see in LA, you will see Jackie having a nice fancy dinner. If you saw her in New York, she would be selling incense at a bodega. Straight up.
I'll eat pizza with a gyro and a quarter water, a little quarter water, the flavored water. Remember that?
That's right.
With a bag of Utz chips.
Quarter water. It's crazy. It's crazy.
But I'm still the girl who went to Catholic school for 12 years who couldn't stay out late at night. I had strict parents. So my ghetto always had a curfew.
That's what I'm saying. She know how to rein it in.
And rein it in like, ooh, it's getting dark. Gotta go, guys.
Yeah. See ya. I'll see you tomorrow. Keep it gully. There's another one, Gully.
Gully. I used to love Gully.
All right, we're going to get ready to wrap this up, you guys. You know, we didn't talk about props to Big Bang Theory.
Get your dough, bitches.
They paid, man, $1 million an episode.
But I kind of think with inflation and time, remember when Friends was on? Mm-hmm. And they, like, stopped production because they were like, we ain't, none of us are going back. Unified front.
That's
and
true.
They got $1 million each. But this was in, like, early 2000s, if not the late 90s. It was a long time ago.
I thought it was in the late 90s.
I feel like in 2014 to say that now, $1 million an episode, I'm like, I think you could have got three. It's different now.
Yeah, but CBS, no, CBS ain't doing that.
3 million
CBS ain't going 3 million. The show ain't that popular.
Cancel that bitch in a minute.
Exactly. It ain't that popular. I can tell you that right now. 3 mil episode, everybody better watch that show for 3 mil
an
episode.
And it's a syndication, too?
Yeah.
How much money do y'all need, seriously?
Well, because you think, how many episodes in a season? What do you think, 15?
20, no, a sitcom on national TV between 15 and 23.
That's 23 million? Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying this as a person that hasn't been offered $1 million episode yet. But I mean, I'm still, hang a lot. I'm still in the house nigga phase when it comes to like that. My agent told me they want to give you 50,000 episode.
Yeah.
Your agent is like, shut up, Ty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, you shut up. Did you hear him?
No, $50,000 an episode.
We can get you $500,000. Oh, word?
You sure? Don't not let me get the 50 at least. If you can give me the 500, I'll take it. But don't. I actually told my agent that one time. They called me about a renegotiation for a commercial that I had done. They said, well, they want to pay you X amount of dollars. And I was like, and then she was like, well, here's the thing. You could probably do, if you do this, you're going to be held to this contract and you're not going to get this. And I was like, well, it's up to you guys, of course, because you guys know it more than me. But I ended the conversation with saying, don't lose this money, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't let me walk away with nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to hear that kind of money because I'm not going to say it's me for whatever reasons, but I know someone who almost got something and they heard the amount was 400 grand for the season. When I tell you that, I'm kind of like, what? I didn't know.
Again, does that
mean? Yes, yes. What do I have to do? Because when you're new, it's all 500 million to you.
Yeah.
As opposed to six figures, which in essence, you can't even really buy a house with that.
Well, no. Well, you can buy a house. It just depends on where it is.
Down payment.
No, well, no. It depends on where it is.
Yeah. You, I'm not moving to Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's going to be here or New York.
Then I guess you're right.
Yeah. If I want to go to Texas, I'm about to buy a farm.
You,
yes.
Yeah, you can buy Texas. You could buy the state of Texas.
Atlanta. Take over half of Atlanta.
Atlanta, you could turn down everything. You could turn up everything. Everything in Atlanta for 400 grand. But yeah, in LA, that's an apartment.
Yeah.
So
a condo, one bedroom, one bath, no parking.
Shared bath.
It's a hostel.
Yeah.
You live in a hostel.
So no, but I totally get it, and you're absolutely right, and that's why I say you put it in a perspective.
That's why we have reps.
Yeah.
Because we're new? It's because they're like, shut up. You don't
sometimes,
understand.
Sometimes, but sometimes they'll fuck that. I ain't going to
no,
lie.
No, they some, can. But they also
my agents
know.
Have done, my old agents, mm-hmm. I'm not going to, they have done that before.
Yeah.
Trying to get more money. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that
they cost
happen.
The deal. And
they
I'm
get
like,
greedy,
oh.
Yeah. But if you don't have rep, you will go into thinking, 5 grand? Yeah, I'll take that. We could have got you 500. Like,
word?
That's why y'all got, that's what agents do.
Okay. So can you call them back?
Exactly. I got the number.
Can you get a time machine? And
contract. I've been texting. Oh, is it actual paperwork? Oh, yeah. My bad.
Okay. I'll leave it in you guys' hands.
10%, all yours. No problem. Take it.
So, no, I think as I don't really watch the show as much. I've seen episodes of it, and I get it. I totally understand. I understand it more than I did when I first started seeing the show. I'm like, oh, this is not funny. This is not funny to me. But then I watch more of it, and I get the writing. It's actually pretty. It's a pretty
yeah,
cool show.
Yeah, the writing is sharp.
So I get it. Props to them. Congratulations. For it. So okay, so look, we're gonna come back in a second. We're gonna wrap up the show. We did pretty good this time, you know. We stayed within an hour.
I know.
So
the way you talk? What?
I'm gonna stab you. Alright, we'll be right back. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
And we're back to wrap this up. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
It's been a fun show.
It has. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Reunited and it feels so good. Shabba-dabba-dabba-dabba. Shout out to Arsenio Hall. We haven't done this since I've been doing the show, since I did it.
Yeah.
I was on the show 4 times in the 1 year reprieve of it coming back.
Yeah, yeah. And no, it was good. You did great. You did actually really great.
And it's going to come back, I'm sure. And I've seen Arsenio in the comedy clubs. Stewing, working on something. I don't know what he's working on, but when you're in every club every night with a pen and paper and a pad, something's about to happen.
Grinding.
Because comedians never stop, TV show or not.
You know what I keep in a line and... Oh, sorry. That was a good joint. Remember that?
That's not like a drug song.
That was. My grind's about family, never been about fame. When something was something, I always had... Okay, good point. We're going to wrap this up. It's been an awesome show. Before I forget, shout out to Vitello's. It's a jazz club in Studio City. We did a show there.
Yes.
On the 28th. It was a very fun show. We're going to do it on a regular. To all the comedians out there looking to get spots at a classy joint. Classy joint.
Yes.
Classy joint.
Yes.
You guys come to Vitello's. We'll put more information out for you guys to come through, work out your material. It's a really cool spot.
Work out your material or come with your stuff ready already?
No, you're sorry about that. Yes. Bring your material. Don't come down and work out shit. Sorry. Come ready, because they actually
is open mic.
This is great shows, uh-huh. and people come out to see great
pro
shows.
Show.
So
pro deal.
So don't bullshit. So in closing, you guys, Tiger Woods, keep swinging, man. Keep swinging. You got at least another 50 years.
I know your back hurts. All right, you good. My back hurts now. And I don't know shit.
Crack ass dudes. Damn, come on. They. Well, it's only one. Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
all the haters out there, fuck them.
Yes.
People out there are burning yourselves. Stop. I don't even have anything funny to say to that. Just fucking stop.
I mean, what would Smokey the Bear think?
Yeah.
He would think you should die. You
only you are a dumbass.
Only so. You can prevent forest fires.
Yeah.
Only
set
you.
Set yourself on fire. Ebola, come on, man.
Please
just
stop.
Just stay in retirement. Stay in retirement.
It's a one throwback I don't miss.
Exactly. We don't need to go back to those days. And let's see.
Is he got leprosy?
I know, right?
No
leprosy's
more.
Leprosy's like, hey, hold up, man.
Hey, hashtag, what about me?
Hashtag.
I think I was the first.
All right. if you do not know how to take care of kids, don't have one. Please don't have a kid if you are not ready to take care of a kid.
Just have them ejaculate anywhere
that's
else.
It,
but
that's
inside
it.
Of
on
you.
The face, on the side.
I hear it's good for your hair.
That's it.
Just anywhere else.
Just don't have a kid.
Yes.
If you're not ready, please don't have a fucking kid. Yes. Stop. Jay-Z and Beyonce. To be honest with you, I could care less if you guys stay together.
Relationships are human, and if it ain't end, you move on.
That's it. Done. Big Bang Theory.
Get your money.
Gotta get the cash. Gotta get the dough.
But at some point, all those nerds on that show are going to be 45 or 50.
The main nerd is 40.
Oh, yeah. He was the guy from Roseanne.
Yeah, the main nerd is. No, the other dude.
The other one?
That dude, the short-haired dude, Sheldon.
Okay. Oh, yes.
He's in his 40s.
One of them's cocky. The Indian one, I've seen them on talk shows. Yeah. And he's been like, I'm a millionaire. He's kind of cocky. The Indian dude. Nice but cocky.
I could tell.
Don't be cocky, though.
So, everybody, listen, it's good to be back. We're going to put this out more. And
my birthday is August 12th.
Writer, you can get a hold of her at
JackieFabulous.com. It's Jackie Fabulous on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. If you Google it, you'll get way more than you need to see.
You can reach me at ComedianTyBarnett.com. That's the new website. You can reach me as also on Facebook, ComedianTyBarnett. Twitter is TBarnett23, and Instagram is TyBarnett. So we'll see you guys soon. If you guys got topics, the stuff that you want us to talk about on the show, please write us, Facebook us, Twitter us, tweet us. You know what? You know how to get us.
Because Ty and I talk about literally
everything. Everything. Seriously.
On and off the air. It's kind of obnoxious.
Everything. And the stuff that you guys hear on the air, sometimes, believe me, you don't want to hear the stuff we talk about off air sometimes. It's crazy.
Tears.
We're out, you guys. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Peace.